Here on the morning show, we've been following all along this Eucharistic procession as they make their way across the country carrying Christ in the Blessed Sacrament as they gather to the National Eucharistic Congress in July. Now, this is part of an endeavor by the USCCB to foster a greater love for the Blessed Sacrament. And for his part, Father Donald Calloway has provided a wonderful new book that will help people fall in love with Jesus. His new book is 30-Day Eucharistic Revival, a Retreat with St. Peter Julian Amard. It's now available from Marian Press. And the wonderful Father Calloway is joining me this morning. Good morning, Father Calloway. Thank you so much for joining us again on The Morning Blend.
Oh, good morning. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. It's a great blessing.
I'd love to start here, Father. In your travels across the country, you see so many people, especially visiting with our young people. And what you have seen, have we in the United States and maybe even around the world, have we lost a reverence for the Eucharist? Or maybe we just don't have that true understanding that when we enter church and we present ourselves to receive the Eucharist, that this is actually Jesus coming into our bodies.
Yeah, it's tricky because there's definitely, you know, pockets of where you see some real amazing things happening in the youth. And I've seen that and it's wonderful. But, you know, there is the sad reality. The pull of the culture right now is so strong with all the distractions and things that they're bombarded with that, you know, a lot of young people have left the faith and no longer believe. And so that's why we need this Eucharistic revival to help bring back people of all ages to realize that this is really Jesus, and to try and put down some of those devices and things that can distract us and take us away from that. So it's there's a lot of great going on, but a lot of challenges too.
Oh, most definitely challenges, and especially for us parents, we have to be ready if we want our children to carry on the faith. And we need to know ourselves and we need to believe ourselves that when we kneel in adoration that we are before our Lord, because boy, kids, they're not going to just take "because I said so" as a right answer for anything these days. We've got to draw in closer to our Lord ourselves. So you have this wonderful book now available, 30-Day Eucharistic Revival, a Retreat with St. Peter Julian Amard. I must say, until I opened up the package and saw this book that was sent to me, I had never before heard of St. Peter Julian Amard. Tell our listeners, who was this priest and why he is the focus of this Eucharistic revival book?
Yeah, so I wanted to kind of help the bishops with this revival and put a book together that people could do over the course of a month. And so I thought, well, I need, you know, a really standout saint. And, you know, all the saints love the Eucharist, of course, but St. Peter Julian Amard, he was from France, and his main focus was promoting, you know, love for the Eucharist, devotion, adoration. And several popes have actually called him the apostle of the Eucharist because his writings were just off the charts. His sermons, his homilies are just next level. And so I thought, well, let's use him. And so that's what I did. And so every day starts with a quote from him, and then I give a little commentary, and people are loving it. I mean, they're saying, wow, Father, I've never thought of things this way, and the writings of the saint are just amazing. So praise God. It's helping a lot of souls.
Father, there have been a series of Sundays now that we're going through. Ascension, Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, coming up Corpus Christi. It seems like the church has long recognized that we need these days, that we need help as people on earth to draw closer to our Lord. Now, how are people going to be able to use these books, especially as we're moving through these powerful feast days, to accompany the readers and help them go step by step why we believe that Christ is present in the Eucharist?
Well, you know, what the book does is it focuses on a different theme for every day. So some days you'll get a theme of the need for us to be, you know, more silent and just calm down, and we don't have to have something, you know, some distraction always bombarding us so that we can just sit. And it's a challenge, right? It's not easy. Or another day we'll focus on modesty, like are we dressing appropriately when we go to church, or are we just, you know, showing up in our PJs and super casual, and you know, we got to think about those things. Or how do we receive communion reverently? And, you know, it's not just a piece of bread. It's Jesus. Have we ever gone to adoration? You know, have you ever thought about, you know, when you go to Mass, preparing in advance instead of just showing up at the last minute, you know, maybe looking at the readings beforehand or just going early and spending 10 minutes in prayer before. Those kind of themes come up every day in the course of the 30 days. And yeah, it covers a lot of material and people walk away with, I got some challenges here to take a look at in my spiritual life. And Father's kind of giving me a little spiritual kick in the pants here, you know, to look at some things. And that's good. We need that. We all need that.
Father Calloway is joining me today. His new book is 30-Day Eucharistic Revival, A Retreat with St. Peter Julian Aimard. Well, I love the way this is broken down because in our busy life, you know, it just a little bit every single day. Now, in other books that people may have read, there's a specific day to start on. So that way, well, when you get through this, you're landing on a kind of maybe an important feast day. Is this a book that you want people to maybe begin in a certain journey, or is right now the day people should open the book and start this revival?
Yeah, it's kind of both. I mean, you can do it. You know, there's no need to wait. You don't have to wait for a day to start. You can start it tomorrow. You know, you can download it and get going. But it is nice if you want to end it on a special feast day or maybe your birthday, for example, or your wedding anniversary, something like that's nice to do. But yeah, you don't have to wait. You can start it at any time. You can do it year-round, anytime.
I love that. Anytime is the perfect day to draw closer to our Lord. And again, during this procession, I just think about it. Even as we are recording this interview, Christ is coming across all four areas of the United States, of course, coming to that pinnacle of the Eucharistic Congress in July. And this is a wonderful book to begin right now. So that way, those who may be going, the thousands who would be going, would have this book done and really be ready to celebrate at the Congress. Father Calloway, I've loved our conversation so far. There is a whole lot more I want to talk to you about, especially how other saints, maybe perhaps the Blessed Mother and Saint Joseph, can also help us draw closer to the Eucharistic Lord. I'm already coming up against my break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue in our next half hour?
Absolutely. You bet.
And I am back with the wonderful Father Donald Calloway. He's joining us this morning, helping us to maybe reclaim a reverence and an understanding of the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. His new book is 30-Day Eucharistic Revival, A Retreat with St. Peter Julian Aimard. Father Calloway, thank you so much for staying with me today.
You betcha. No, thank you so much for having me.
Father Calloway, in your previous book, you've talked about the incredible power of the rosary. You have talked about the way that St. Joseph accompanies and draws all of us closer to the heart of Jesus. Can our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph be saints that we can pray to, maybe if we aren't fully understanding the Eucharist completely and the true presence of Christ? Can we draw on them, those that held Christ in their arms, to help us draw closer to the Lord?
Most definitely, because, you know, you think about it, Our Lady, you know, she gave flesh to God. So in the incarnation, Mary actually made the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. So she's going to know him and she wants to receive him. And Saint Joseph, even though, you know, he died sometime before the public ministry of our Lord, you know, he's the one who basically protected the body of Christ, you know, from Herod when, you know, he was just a baby and wanted to kill the innocents, slaughter the innocents. St. Joseph protected, you know, our spiritual food, Jesus. And he's such a good father that he himself never even received it. And yet he safeguarded it for all of us, his spiritual children. So Mary and Joseph definitely are a big role in this, and others too. I mean, there's other saints as well, and modern saints. You know, the blessed Carlo Acutis,
yes,
for example, and he's going to be canonized, mm-hmm, at some point. It was announced just recently, and I'm so excited about that because here we have this modern young man who, you know, did videos and things on Eucharistic miracles. And, you know, his mother, Antonia, I met her last year in Assisi, and she actually endorsed my book on the back cover She read through the manuscript because I told her, I said, hey, I quoted your son a lot in the book. Would you mind endorsing it, taking a look at it? She said, absolutely. So she read it. And she gave an endorsement on the back. So it's a real blessing.
Yeah. In fact, I'm looking at this now. She says, I'm certain that my son would love this book and want people, especially young people, to read it and experience a Eucharistic revival. Father Calloway, you are always so upfront about your past and your journey back to Christ. And for young people who are listening right now, maybe they're on a journey. You know, when they were little, we as parents, we took them to their faith formation classes and sacramental prep. And at a very young age, they received their first Holy Communions. But as they grew older, maybe they have doubt in their hearts or they're trying to fully understand what it is that they are receiving. What can you say to them who are maybe listening to inspire them to seek out Christ in the Eucharist, maybe through a holy hour?
Yeah, it's challenging, right? Because a lot of times, you know, in our modern times, people are of the mindset that, well, you know, if I can't see it, I don't believe it. And so, you know, that is where it can be a challenge. But I would say maybe, you know, watch a video about a Eucharistic miracle where science, you know, people who are so intelligent have investigated these things and, you know, really have no explanation. And they say this is beyond our comprehension, what's happened here throughout the centuries in various places around the world with a host that's bled and is still visible and can be seen in, you know, in these holy sites. And then, you know, yeah, go to church and just spend time before the Blessed Sacrament. Ask, even if you're struggling, Lord, I'm not sure if this is true. Well, just, you know, ask him, you know, help me to understand this and to know what it is that you want me to understand and to believe here. And that's not in vain. You know, he honors that. And spending time before the Blessed Sacrament is romance for the soul. I mean, that's what so many poets and saints have said. And yeah, I encourage the young, you know, in these crazy times, give it a chance. You know, take that opportunity to go before the Blessed Sacrament and allow God to speak to your heart.
Through this Eucharistic revival that the USCCB is encouraging all of us to take part in, there are many parishes, especially here in our local area, who are offering holy hours. I always would like to tell my kids because they spend so much time looking at their phones and information is dropped to them in quick 2-3 minutes that to set the phone down, even to just sit and have a meal together, they want to constantly look. Can there be a way that they can maybe step into it, maybe even for us adults, that to block out the noise, to be able to sit with Jesus? Is there a process that you kind of share with people to go, you know, maybe all they can do is 10 minutes, but then press themselves to go just a little farther next time?
No, it's so true. I mean, there's such an addiction to these devices now. And, you know, I find myself even, I'm a priest, and sometimes I'm like, why am I just constantly checking this thing? And you know, and there's so much that, you know, we depend on it for now for pretty much everything. So I would encourage people, you know, if you're going to go to church and you want to make a holy hour, maybe just leave the phone in your car. Oh, that way you're not even tempted. If it's on the pew with you, you're going to be tempted. It might ring and light up and you'd be like, ooh, what's that? Oh, there is something I got to check. Well, just don't even have it near you. Just leave it in your car and you'll get it. If an emergency pops up, you know, it's only an hour. There's no major crisis there. So just don't even leave it around. And I find that that's easier for myself. And I think for most people too, because we're easily distracted and we want to pick it up. And
some of us, and I'm speaking of myself, more easily distracted than others for sure. Well, you know, one of the ways maybe you want to ease into those holy hours too is maybe take the 30-day Eucharist Revival book with you, spend a little time reading about what St. Peter, Julian, Aimard have to say, and then use those focuses to focus on the Eucharist. Again, a wonderful book. And then just for our listeners, that those that are going to pick up this book and begin it, what is your hope for them or prayer for them that once 30 days is through that they will have now within them?
Yeah, well, you know, as a priest, my greatest joy is the Eucharist. It's the source and summit of our faith. And so I just pray that people fall more in love with our Lord and his true presence, and they want to receive him more worthily, make sure that they're not, you know, in mortal sin, that they're going to confession more frequently, and doing things that are pleasing to our Lord. And, you know, if possible, I know not everybody can go to daily Mass, I understand, but, you know, maybe, you know, on occasion you can try, or just be aware of the Eucharistic presence throughout your day, you know, face towards the church and just say, Jesus, I love you in the Blessed Sacrament. I can't wait to be there with you again. And little things, loving things throughout the day, to stoke that fire of love for our Lord in the Eucharist.
Those little reminders all day long is a perfect, perfect opportunity to grow in love with our Lord. Father Donald Calloway joining us today. Father Calloway, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you for writing this book. We really, really appreciate it. And it is a book so necessary for our day and age. Before we go today, Father, will you end us in a prayer and your priestly blessing?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we ask you through the intercession of Our Lady, St. Joseph, and St. Peter Julian Imar, the Apostle of the Eucharist, to bless all the listeners and their intentions, and in this time of Eucharistic revival, set our hearts aflame with a greater love and devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. And I give this blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, so much for your time today and your blessing.
Thank you. God bless you.
And again, that is Father Donald Calloway. The book is 30-Day Eucharistic Revival, A Retreat with St. Peter Julian Aimard. I will be sure to add a link to the podcast of this interview that will get you right to Marian Press. You can purchase a copy for yourself today, and you'll find that link at materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.